Well, Augusta National is the type of golf course that can spook first-time players, veterans alike. Frankly, Chris, it did not intimidate you at all. In simplest terms, how were you able to do what you did?
You know, I'm playing well. So if you're playing well, you just kind of put everything else, you know, out of your mind and you just play golf. It's a golf course, albeit one of the nicest and funnest we play all year, but that's what it is. And I'm scoring well right now. I'm playing well right now. And, you know, I just did everything the right way today, and hopefully I can carry that over.
So much of this game is confidence. Last week you played well in Atlanta, leading after a couple of rounds. The weather got nasty on the weekend. Not a lot of people were able to sustain it. A bad Sunday, but who was going to play well that day?
Right.
What do you need to do here to sort of sustain that momentum through four rounds?
I just need to stay out of my own way, for sure. I mean, if I start getting in the moment and start letting all this stuff come around, then obviously it's gonna cloud my mind and not let me concentrate on golf. If I just concentrate on golf the way I'm playing right now, I should be fine.
Last thought, I'm sure the emotion right now is excitement. Could you give me a sense of what you thought before you started this round, the emotions you felt on the eve of your first shot here at Augusta National?
It's pretty neat. You know, during breakfast, I got up and I watched Byron tee off, and it was fun. Byron and Sam Snead, watched them tee off. And then going out, walking out, getting to the putting green, hitting some putts, and then just walking on the first tee, just to be announced, you know, playing in the Masters was awesome. And you know, and then hitting a good drive off the first tee settled me down. So it was nice. It was a lot of fun.
Chris, well done. Keep it going. Augusta National, a golf course where local knowledge is absolutely essential.